The not very nice and anatomically incorrect prophecies of O Lord, heal the server. For the prompt, possession. Demon dreaming by false premise, read by Job. It wasn't like he'd ever done it deliberately, or even been aware that was what he was doing, really. Alright, so it had occurred to him after the first couple of times, as a possibility, but he dismissed it. After all, it only happened when he was sleeping. He had no evidence that any of it was real. Aziraphale had certainly never said anything. Besides, Crowley had never heard of a demon possessing something like, dunno, a bunch of grapes. He'd certainly never heard of a demon possessing a bunch of grapes as they were slowly, but surely, picked one by one and slid into the wet, open mouth of an angel, the angel's pink tongue wrapping lightly around each quivering globe in a warm caress, as the angel's soft moans of pleasure vibrated all around until finally, the angel's teeth bit down hard, grape bursting as the angel hungrily sucked out all the juice. He'd never heard of anything quite like that. So yeah, dreams. Must be. And here's the thing. You can enjoy your dreams. Definitely allowed to enjoy your dreams. Stuff you do in dreams, it doesn't count. Not even if you like it. Sure, they were weird dreams, so it was probably weird for Crowley to enjoy them. But he never let that stop him. And it wasn't like they were always about food. Nah, he wasn't that kind of weird. Crowley could be a book, or an animal, or a piece of furniture, or an Edwardian coat. Once Crowley even dreamed he was a shower of rain. Imagine that, being great heavy droplets of rain pouring down upon Aziraphale, covering his body, dripping down his soft white skin, sliding under his clothes, reaching the most secret places of an angel, making Aziraphale damp with Crowley's own, his own need. So, yeah, weird dreams, but that's all they were. Some kind of outlet or something, nothing to worry about. At least that's what Crowley had always figured, until dust settled after an Armageddon that wasn't, and love confessions well and truly declared, Crowley kissed Aziraphale. Aziraphale moaned softly into the kiss. Crowley slipped his tongue into the soft, wet mouth, and oh, it was even better like this. So much better than his dreams. And Aziraphale kissed him back. And Crowley wrapped his arms around him and groaned. And it was obvious, oh so obvious by the hot and thick pressure on his thigh, that Aziraphale wanted him too. But then Aziraphale made a little whimpering noise and pulled away from the kiss. He chewed nervously on his freshly kissed bottom lip, cheeks flushed a delicate pink. Crowley's heart beat hard in his chest. Dear boy, I want you to know before we... Aziraphale swallowed and said in a rush. I'm not at all experienced. Crowley shrugged and shook his head. It's all right. Neither am I. Who else would I have done this stuff with? Aziraphale chuckled nervously, but he kept chewing on his bottom lip. I mean, dear, I haven't even... Not even just... His eyes widened, and Crowley caught the meaning. They'd always made such a big deal about the eating, you see. I feared what they'd say if I ever... He cleared his throat. Oh, Crowley said understanding. You've never... He gestured at Aziraphale's crotch. Aziraphale shook his head. So, all of this is gonna be new, right? Crowley licked his lips. It's fine. Take it slow. Not entirely, Aziraphale whispered, eyes darting away. I've had experiences. Experiences, Crowley repeated. Aziraphale looked back at Crowley and nodded. You're gonna have to explain that, Crowley said with an arched eyebrow. Aziraphale sighed, eyes darting away again. It's so difficult to explain, but I suppose it comes upon me suddenly. The trigger can be anything, he giggled nervously. Sometimes it's a piece of fruit, or a really comfortable chair, or even getting caught in a shower of rain, and somehow, I think of you. It feels like you in some strange way, and next thing I know I'm, well, Aziraphale shrugged sheepishly. The next thing you know you're... Aziraphale blushed a fierce red and nodded quickly. Oh. Crowley's mouth went quite dry as he connected the dots. Please don't judge me, Aziraphale said in a rush. I know it isn't normal at all to suddenly... Shit, Crowley muttered. I thought I was dreaming. What? Aziraphale said softly, forehead creased in confusion. Crowley smiled sheepishly. Well, we'll have to compare notes to be sure. But I'm pretty sure you're normal. Completely and utterly normal. But I, well, I might have a bit of a sleep possession issue.
A sleep possession issue?
Aziraphale repeated.
Oh, I see. You mean you...
Yeah, Crowley said, a light blush spreading over his cheeks.
Oh my,
Aziraphale said with a laugh. Then this isn't our first time after all. Not even close, Angel. Not even close. The end.